我们打开雅各书第五章。
We want to turn to James chapter 5.
那我们来读第这一个13到第16节的经文。
From verse 13 to 16.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
我们从第我们从第十六节开始读。
Reading from verse 16.
一直读到第十八节。
Till 18.
所以你们就彼此认罪。互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。我们读经就到这个地方。在雅各书最后一章的时候，
In the last chapter of James,
雅各就提到我们用信心祷告的这种属灵的生活。
James talk about the spiritual life of prayer in faith.
他提到为病人祷告的事情，
especially for the sick.
提到了我们用油给他膏抹，
to anoint them with oil.
提到请长老来祷告，
to invite the elders to pray.
提到从信心的祷告，上帝垂听，
that God will hear the prayer of faith.
上帝使病人得到权利可以起来，
that the sick will rise and be healed.
那么这些我已经给你们解释了，
I have explained this.
是不是上帝的能力是根据我们的心愿去成全的？
Is the power of God dependent on what we will?
是不是上帝的能力是根据我们的信心去赐下的？
Or based on our faith?
是不是我们的信心可以左右上帝施恩的主权的？
Can our faith decide the grace of God?
什么叫做真正的信心会得到上帝祷告垂听我们的祷告呢？
What does it mean that God will listen to us when we pray in faith?
信心如果是从我们罪人的自信心产生出来的，
If faith comes from the self-confidence of the fallen sinner,
那么圣经说上帝不听罪人的祷告又怎么解释呢？
The Bible says God will not listen to the sinners.
所以当灵恩派的人说，
The charismatic says,
只要你有信心，
So long as you have faith,
就是你的信心求，
By your faith you pray,
上帝一定会听你的祷告的时候，
God will listen to you.
他们说讲的信心是哪一种信心呢？
What sort of faith would this be?
我个人把在圣经里面的信心又分成四种。
I think that there are four types of faith in the Bible.
罪人以平常生活中的信心分成好几种。
And then there are others in subcategories.
圣经里面提到的信心，
the faith in the Bible,
第一是上帝已经种在人心中的基本的那种观念。
The first one is the basic concept that God has given to us.
就是你相信上帝是存在。
And that is you believe in the existence of God.
无论你是基督徒非基督徒，你是有神论无神论的人。
It doesn't matter whether you're Christian or not, whether you're atheist or a believer.
神已经把这个种子放在我们里面。
This seed has been planted in you.
所以人到上帝面前必须信有上帝。
Therefore, before we come before God, we must believe in Him.
为什么可能信有上帝呢？
How is this possible?
上帝早把这种真理的基础的观念放在我们里面。
Because He has placed this fundamental truth in us.
所以自从造天地以来，
From the creation of the world onwards,
上帝的神性跟永恒能力是显而易见。
The divinity and the eternity of God is clear to all.
虽然我们眼睛没有看见上帝，
Although we cannot see God,
借助所造之物，我们不能推诿。
But by what He has created, we have no excuse.
所以这是第一种信心。
This is the first type of faith.
凭着这个信来到上帝面前听到的时候，就从说听得到建立了第二种信。
If we use this faith and come before God to hear Him, then we have second type of faith.
所以这个是归正神学常常提到的，信道是从听到来的。
This is from the Reformed theology, how believing come from hearing.
那这种信心是纠正了我们基本观念被罪影响的措施。
This sort of faith will correct our fallen and error in our thinking process.
所以我们就从上帝的道建立纯正的信仰起来。
From the word of God, we establish pure faith.
这就是每个礼拜你参加聚会，听上帝的话语，读圣经，听属灵的真理的解析的时候，你的信增加起来的一个天路的历程。
Every week as you listen to the sermon, participate in Bible study, your faith continue to increase.
第三种信心呢，
the third type of faith,
是为了侍奉上帝的工作，圣灵特别给人某一种恩赐的信心。
It is a special gift from the Holy Spirit because of your ministry.
所以他勇敢做了别人没有做的事情。
And this person may be bold to do things that others would not.
哥林多前书十二章告诉我们，有圣灵赐给某一些人信心。
First Corinthians chapter 12, Holy Spirit gives some faith.
第四种的信心，
the fourth type of faith,
是每天与主同行，是不是中间训练出来 从苦难、从磨练、从顺服上帝的经历中间培养起来的依靠上帝而生活的信心。
A faith that allows us to rely on God in our lifestyle because of our experiences of suffering and being with God.
所以第一种的信心是基本上每个人都有的。
The first type of faith everybody has.
第二种信心的听得到、领受上帝救恩所需要的救赎性的信心 ，saving faith, saving grace.
The second type is the saving grace and saving faith when we heard His word.
第三种信心是我们侍奉时特别神的恩典恩赐在一个人身上的这种信心。
The third type of faith is from the special grace of God in ministry.
第四种信心是基督徒天天的挣扎，在顺从，在与神同行的生活中间体验出来，所建立出来依靠上帝的信实可靠能力的这个信心。
The fourth type of faith is from our experiences as a Christian. Through our struggles, we know that God is faithful.
那么一个人对你说：“你只要信，你祷告一定得到权利。你只要信，你只要信。”那是什么信？从来没有解释。
When a person says all you have to do is to have faith, they do not explain what their faith is.
那一句我信，因为上帝是全能的，所以他就听说上帝是全能的，他就用信心抓住这句话来命令上帝做他要上帝做的工作。
And people say that I believe that God can do all things. They are trying to control God and command Him to do what a person wants.
所以上帝全能只是他在我的能力之下的全能。
And God is almighty, but He is almighty under my control.
让我的能力指挥你的全能。
I have the power to direct your almightiness.
完全错误的事情。
This is the wrong thinking.
所以我也提到了，我们圣经提到三个人祷告，上帝没有垂听，没有答应他们。
I also mentioned that the Bible has three persons whose prayer will not answer.
当上帝没有垂听，没有答应这三个人祷告的时候
，When God did not answer these three persons,
是不是这三个人是没有信心的呢
？Does that mean that they had no faith?
不是
，No.
是不是这三个人祷告，上帝故意来作对的呢？
Does that mean that God opposes them?
不是。
No.
是不是当时上帝没有能力来成全他们信心所祷愿的呢？
Or that God did not have the power to do what they want?
也不是。
No.
若是这样，我们的祷告没有蒙上帝垂听的时候，
If this were the case, when God would not answer our prayers,
到底发生了什么事情？
What then happened?
问题不在我们没有信心。
Is it because we have no faith?
问题不在乎上帝的没有能力。
Or that He had no power.
那为什么有上帝不垂听有信心的人的祷告的事情呢？
Then why would God not listen to the prayer of someone with faith?
为什么有上帝的全能没有赐下照着人所祈求的来给他的这件事情呢？
Why would God then withhold His power from His people?
所以这就变得很重要的我们的探讨了。
This become important study.
这三个人都是我们都知道的很伟大的人。
These three were great men that we all know.
在旧约里面一个叫做以利亚。
In the Old Testament, Elijah.
在新约里面一个叫做保罗。
In the New Testament, Paul.
还有道成肉身的耶稣基督自己对父的祷告。
And Jesus Christ, the Son who prays to the Father.
以利亚求死，上帝不给他。
Elijah asked for death, and God did not answer.
保罗求把刺挪掉，上帝不听他。
Paul wanted the thorn to be removed.
耶稣基督求这个杯离开他，上帝没有答应他。
And Jesus asked that the cup be removed.
这三个都是最有信心的人。
All three were great men of faith.
顺从上帝的人。
They were obedient to God.
而且他们都是相信上帝是大有全能的人。
They all believe that God is almighty.
那我已经前两个礼拜跟你谈了这个事情了。
Two weeks ago, I already explained this.
你们已经知道了。
So you already know.
上帝对以利亚的这个答案是什么呢？
The answer God to Elijah, gave to Elijah.
给你力量，不但不给你死，给你更健康，可以走完你的道路。
That he is empowered to do more things.
上帝对保罗的答应是什么呢？
And then his promises to Paul.
你不必再祷告了。
What's that?
我的恩典已经够你用。
His grace was sufficient for him.
当我们求一些不需要求的东西。
When we ask for unnecessary things.
是为了叫上帝满足我们私欲所定的计划。
It is because of our own selfish desires.
先轻看上帝原先已经赐给你足够的恩典的时候。
When we despise the original grace God has given to us,
我们那样的祷告是大可不虚的。
Our prayers will become unnecessary.
今天有许多人应当自取的能力不自取，应当做的事情不做，一天到晚跪在那祷告，好像他很爱主、很热心，是不必要的。
Today, a lot of people are praying unnecessary because there's power that they ought to get, but they did not get it.
那么上帝对耶稣的祷告回应什么话呢？
And the reaction of God to the prayer of Jesus
连一句话都不回，
was a complete silence.
所以甚 子在克西马尼园的祷告。
So when the Son of God was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
遇到上帝的恢复是最冷酷，是最没有声音的。
He received the coldest response from God.
而圣经告诉我们，暗示我们，基督是完完全全喝了这个杯里面所有的苦毒的，神的公义，神的愤怒，神的审判。
And the Bible implicitly tells us that Jesus consumed this cup of wrath and poison from God.
这不等于耶稣基督是故意与上帝相反的。
This does not mean that Jesus opposed God.
是暗示我们第二个位格跟第一个位格是不同位格，有他个别的意志的存在。
But implicitly it tells us that this person, that there are two persons in Godhead.
就在这个反和性的中间，基督饮了这个杯，而基督不愿意饮这个杯，还是照着上帝的旨意，因为神不要与人分隔。
Paradoxically, when Jesus took up the cup, it still means that Jesus was obedient to God because God was not willing that the Father and Son is separated.
这个分隔是一个绝对的必须。
But this separation is an absolute necessity.
使我们可以被神带回来，与他重新和平合而为一。
And that we will be reconciled with God once again.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那当讲完了这个事情以后呢
？After talking about this,
雅各说：“所以你们要彼此认罪。”
James said, "Therefore, confess your sins."
所以你们要互相代求。
To pray for one another.
使你们可以得到医治。
So that you may be healed.
那这句话就有一个新的方面要我们去注意看的。
We will note a new direction.
那是什么方面呢
？Which area?
就是罪与病之间的关系。
The relationship between sin and illness.
许多人只提到sin与病的医治的关系。
Many people talk about how sin and is related to healing.
祷告与上帝能力的关系。
That prayer is related to God's power.
而这里提醒我们，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，这样你们就必得着医治。
But here it talks about how we are to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
罪与病一定有正面的关系吗
？Is there a direct relationship between sin and illnesses?
圣经常常暗示罪跟病是有关系的吗？
Does the Bible imply that there is a relationship?
有没有可能一个人犯病跟他犯罪完全没有关系的
？Is it possible that a person gets sick without relating to sin?
有没有可能上帝借着病来成全他对一个人训练或者试验的工作呢
？Or could God be using illnesses to train someone?
是不是病一定是魔鬼的攻击呢
？Illnesses certainly assaults from the Satan.
是不是有信的祷告，上帝一定会解除疾病的痛苦呢？
Or that God will really heal you when you pray in faith.
是不是上帝在磨练他的儿女的时候，不可能用疾病成为他工作的方式之一呢
？Is it possible that God will never use illnesses as a tool to train?
我们如果把你们分成小组，把这个题目一个一个讨论，一个钟头以你回复，告诉我你到底讨论到什么地方
？We could separate you into groups and give you an hour to discuss this.
那你就知道我们平常做基督徒很多的题目，很多的疑问，就让它过去，好像懂。好像不懂，度经不求神解。
And you will realize that there are many things that we are vague about, and we do not know the answers.
所以混乱一来的时候
，When confusion comes，
异端一来的时候
，When the heretics come，
马上就东倒西歪。
Immediately we will fall apart.
所以在这些的聚会中间
，In this sort of gathering，
训练你们对真理的思考。
We want to train you to think about the truth.
训练你们在各种不同的教义跟教训中间彼此关联的那个原则是什么
？That you understand the principles between different doctrines.
很清楚的，耶稣基督在医病的时候常常说：“你的罪赦免了，你平平安安的去了。”
Clearly, in many of his healings, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace."
所以呢，有许多时候我们的病跟我们的罪是有关系的。
Therefore, many a times our illnesses is related to our sins.
但是我们没有办法绝对这一件原则。
But we cannot make this principle absolute.
所以我们就看见约伯，他是远离恶事、敬畏上帝的一个完全人。上帝使大病临到他身上来。
Job, for example, was a person that was far away from sin, but God allowed him to have great illnesses.
Job 曾经很清楚地说：“我以我的眼睛里有，我岂能沾沾仰望那些处女吗？”
Job says that I have a covenant with my eyes that I may not lust over the virgins with my eyes.
另外一个角度，他又说：“我的罪高过我的头。”
But from another angle, he says, "I am covered beyond my head with my sin."
是不是在他的意识之下，他完全离开罪恶，所以叫做远离恶事的人呢？
Does that mean that he was a person that was far away from sin?
From his conscience.
From his, in his conscience.
但是在他的 consciousness 之外，有没有 subconsciously he had already committed some sins which is hidden and unknown by himself.
或者在下意识里面，他有犯过一些罪，他自己也不清楚。
所以圣经说：“主啊，你要赦免我云而未显之罪。”
The Bible says, "God forgive my hidden sins."
所以保罗说：“你们要互相认罪。”
The Apostle Paul says, "You are to confess your sins to
each other." 彼此代祷。
To pray for one another.
将你们的病就可以得到医治了。
And your illnesses will be healed.
这里包含了医愈。疾病与犯罪之间有某种关联的这个关系。
And therefore, there is an implicit relationship sometimes.
接下去，他的义人发出的祷告是大有功效的。
The prayers of a righteous man is powerful and all effective.
所以很多人就不顾别的，就专专抓这一点来看看谁是义人，就盼望他替他祷告。
Many of us look for the righteous man to pray for us.
有一个人大概十多次从外国打电话给我，就是要我为他祷告。我说为什么你一定要我为你祷告？因为你是义人，你的祷告一定很有功效。
There was a person that kept bugging me in a telephone call to pray for him because he said you are a righteous man, so you will be effective.
这几个礼拜有一个很有钱的人，现在病到完全不能动了。每个礼拜用护士用救护车带他来参加我们的主日崇拜。
And these few weeks, there's a very rich man who is very, very sick, who has been coming to our congregation for our worship service.
他从前恨上帝到一个地。
In the past, he hated God so much.
如果上帝有能力，他打死我，我还没有死以前知道是他打死我，我还会信他。
He said that God should make me believe in him so that he will attack me, then I will believe in him.
上帝怎么可以照你的祷告来成全你心中所愿呢？他难道是你的仆人吗？
But God surely is not your servant and be commanded by you.
现在他病到一个地步呢，不能死，不能活，躺在身上连一个字都不能讲话。
And now he is so ill that he cannot even speak.
所以我一个传道人传福音给他，传了给他，传给他，再传给他，几个月以后，他变成一个信耶稣的人。
And my preacher has been preaching to him, and he believed now.
然后问他你要不要信主？
And then ask him,
他也不能答。
You want to believe? He cannot answer.
所以有什么办法呢？
What would he do?
如果你要，你这样；不要，你这样。
Use his hand to show.
所以他要。
So he said,
对不对？不对，对，不对，每一个答案都答对了。
And he answered all the questions using hand signals.
表示他有信仰。
It means he had faith.
给他施洗了。
So he was baptized.
每个礼拜一定要参加聚会。
And every week he will come.
那么要救伤车。
And he needed an ambulance.
要氧气筒。
And oxygen tank.
要一个这个轮椅。
Wheelchair.
轮椅上放一个很特别的床。
With a special setup.
待在那边参加聚会。
And then he could lie there and attend the worship service.
你问他，他一个字都不能回答。
If you speak to him, he cannot answer a word.
你想到每一句，他都明白。
But he could understand everything he said.
他头脑很清醒，全身不能动。
He has a clear mind, but he could not move.
那昨天又另外一个人告诉我，某某人快要死了，他一定要唐牧师为他祷告。
And yesterday, someone said someone is dying. He insists that Dr. Tong pray for them.
那么呢，我们对他说，不可能，唐牧师这么忙，怎么会到那么远的地方替你祷告？开车去要一个钟头半。
But to drive to his place, it takes 1.5 hours, and Dr. Tong is too busy. We told him.
所以呢，他只有这么一两天在加拿大。
And also that Dr. Tong is in Jakarta only for a few days.
昨天对我讲已经六七点了。
Yesterday when he told me that about 7 o'clock.
我去那边就要去到七八九点。
If I go there, I will return at about 10 o'clock.
十一二点。
And return home at midnight.
那么今天我要讲四次道。
But I have to preach for 4 sessions.
绝对没有办法去。
So it will not be possible.
为什么他要我祷告呢？
Why would he want me to pray for him?
什么牧师他都不要相信，只相信一个唐崇荣。
He said he would not believe in any reverend except the reverend Dr. Tong.
什么人祷告他都不听，他只要听我祷告。
He only want Dr. Tong to pray.
那我心里想，我一定不去。
I say I will surely not go.
因为他信上帝加上信我很危险的。
It is dangerous for him to believe in God and believe in me.
为什么很多基督徒有这种观念呢？
But why would many Christians have such concepts?
这一节做一个结论。
They come a conclusion from this verse.
信心的人祷告是大有功效。
The prayer of a righteous man is powerful.
宁可不要一大堆人来祷告。
So not the masses.
只要一个有信心的替他祷告。
Just one man of faith.
但耶稣基督告诉我们。
But Jesus Christ said.
他不一定要亲自到病人的旁边祷告才有功效。
He need not go to beside the sick.
有一次一个百夫长的孩子病了。
Once the son of a centurion was sick.
耶稣说他好了吧。
Jesus said, "Be healed."
那个时候，那个孩子就好了。
At that time, the child was healed.
这表示上帝的能力不一定是要一个人亲自到另外一个地点才祷告 能产生果效。
It means that the power of God is not constrained by geography.
上个礼拜我没有在这里。
Last week I was not here.
因为上个礼拜我有两天的神学讲座，将近2000个人参加。
Because there was a two-day theological seminar with 2,000 people in attendance.
因为是用印尼文的。
In Indonesia.
所以我们就用这电视在新加坡、在北京、在几个地方同时演出。我所演讲的话语。
And so there was live conference by video in Singapore, in Beijing, and several other places.
那么这些 video conference 参加 seminar 的人，单单新加坡就260多个人。
In Singapore, 260 odd people participated.
他们照样要报名，照样交费。
They have to register and pay.
那么后来有七八个人奉献做传道，也走到前面，他没有看到我，就看到 video。
And about 8 people gave up their life without looking at me except the video.
北京也有人参加这个讲座。
In Beijing, people heard the conference.
注意听这几堂七八个钟头的讲论。
And they were very attentive for 7 to 8 hours.
那么下个礼拜四就是八号的时候。
On the 8th of June.
我在加拿大，我讲这个达文奇密码的解读的这个信息的时候。
When I'm preaching in Jakarta on Da Vinci Code.
我们照样用印尼文的在。这个这里在广州，在北京，在这个 Perth 洛杉矶几个地方会同时播出来。
In the same manner, in Indonesia, we will have video conferencing in Singapore, in Beijing, Guangzhou, and many different places.
我不必到那边。
So I need not go there.
照样蒙恩。
In the same way, people will receive God's grace.
不必去祷告。
Jesus Christ need not go there.
那个人就可以得到医治了。
And the child was healed.
所以呢，我们祷告不是靠某某人。
So prayer is not because of person.
祷告是靠着上帝的应许，上帝的能力的运行。
We rely on the promises and the power of God.
但是上帝很喜欢听有信心的人的祷告。
But God is pleased to listen to someone of faith.
所以这里完全排除崇拜个人的成分。
Here there is no inclusion of the person in worship.
我们就是做一个祷告有功效的、有信心的人。
What we need to do is to learn to be a man of prayer.
哪一种人的祷告是有功效的？
Whose prayer will have effect?
有信心的人祷告是有功效的。
The prayer of a person of faith.
有多大的功效呢？
How effective would this be?
大有功效。
It's great in its effectiveness.
谁是有信心的人呢？
Who would this person of faith be?
是哪一种信心呢？
What sort of faith is this?
刚才提了好几种的信心。
Earlier we talked about a few kinds of faith.
现在我们要提到哪一种的信心是上帝垂听祷告的信心呢？
Now we want to find out what type of faith we got here.
雅各书是讲信心合一的一本特别的书。
James is a very special episode that talk about faith and works.
最后就变成信仰跟祷告合一的一个教训就出现了。
And this teaching of the combination of faith and work, of prayer together.
祷告的基础是信仰。
The foundation of prayer is faith.
这个原则是保罗提出来的。
This principle came from Paul.
你说什么时候保罗讲过这样的话呢？
When did he say this?
如果祷告的基础是信仰，
If the foundation of prayer is faith,
信仰的基础是启示，
And the foundation of faith is revelation,
启示的基础是上帝的主权，
And the basis of revelation is the sovereign will of God.
你这里看到整个一套有机性的联合了，
You will see an organic relationship here.
神的主权，
The sovereign will of God.
启示的真理，
To reveal His truth,
神启示的真理
，the revealed truth,
建立人的信仰
，establish our faith,
人纯正合乎圣经信仰的这种灵性
，when we have a spirituality that is pure in accordance to the Bible,
产生了正式的祷告
，it will produce the right prayer.
这样这种祷告是建立在信仰的基础上
，therefore this sort of prayer is built on faith.
你说保罗什么时候讲这句话
？When did Paul say this?
有谁可以告诉我保罗有这样的意图？把信仰跟祷告连在一起的圣经呢
？Can you tell me which Bible verse would this be?
有没有啊
？Anyone?
有没有？你们注意到这一点吗
？Have you noticed this?
这一点是记载在罗马书第十章里面。
In Romans chapter 10,
保罗说呢，一个人会称呼主的名，就可以得主。
The apostle Paul says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be healed.
他怎么会称呼主的名呢？
How would he call the name of the Lord?
他怎么会祈求主的名呢？
Why would he call on the name of the Lord?
凡求告主名的就必得救。
Those who call upon his name will be saved.
但是呢，保罗说什么呢？
But he says,
如果他不信，他怎么能求呢？
How would he call if he have not believed?
所以呢，信仰成为祷告的基础。
And so faith becomes the foundation of prayer.
这原则就在这里提出来了。
This is seen in this principle.
如果你对上帝的知识、对真理的了解，你对上帝的信仰是错的。你的祷告一定是错的。
If you have the wrong understanding of God, your prayer must be wrong.
如果你对真 你的了解是不整齐的，也是不平衡的，你的祷告一定是不平衡的。
If your understanding of the truth is not in harmony, then you will be wrong too in prayer.
所以人若不信，怎么能求呢？
If you do not believe, how would you call?
那么这个信就变成祈祷的一个基础了。
And so the faith becomes the foundation of prayer.
那么信仰的基础又是什么呢？
Then what then is the foundation of faith?
人若不听，怎么会信呢？
If you do not hear, how would you believe?
听到正确的道理是建立正确信仰的基础。
And therefore, hearing is the foundation of the right faith.
那么你怎么能听呢？
But why would you hear?
如果没有人传道，谁能听到呢？
Someone must preach that you may hear.
讲正确的讲台是成立正确的听上帝道的基础。
And therefore, the right pulpit ministry is how people will hear the truth of God.
那么你怎么样能正确的传道呢？
But how would a person preach correctly?
上帝若不差遣，谁传道呢？
If God will not send, who will preach?
神的差遣成为我们传道的基础。
Therefore, the sending of God becomes a foundation of preaching.
一层一层一层，把我们带到最基本的整个基础的基础上。
And these layers will bring us to the basic foundation.
这个最基本的基础是什么呢？
What is this basic foundation?
施恩的上帝。
It is the God of grace.
用他的主权。
With his sovereign will.
呼召人做传道。
He will call us to preach.
这个蒙上帝呼召的传道。
And those who have been called by him.
我们就好好把上帝的真理传出来。
Will preach the truth of God faithfully.
这些传出来的真理。
This faith.
就进入听到人的心。
Will enter into those who hear.
这听见上帝道的人。
Those who hear the word of God.
听得到建立了纯正的信仰。
Will have pure faith.
那么这些人有了纯正信仰以后。
When they have pure faith.
照着这种信仰在上帝面前祷告。
By this faith, they will pray before God.
这样，这个教会就不会走错太远了。
And then the church will not make too big an error.
就在神的主权之下建立的对真理的认识，对真理的传扬，对真理的顺从，对真理的信仰。那么从信仰再对神祷告。
Under the sovereign will of God, they establish the true faith in God, and so in this faith, they pray to God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以说，出于信心的祷告是大有功效的。
And therefore, a prayer from faith is greatly effective.
一个人有纯正的信仰。
When a person has correct faith.
义人的祷告。
And righteous.
蒙上帝悦纳。
God will be pleased.
那么这种信心是对你祷告的基础。
And this faith becomes a foundation of
prayer. 接下来雅各就提出一个很重要的历史人物，叫做以利亚。
And James then gave an illustration of Elijah.
以利亚的祷告是怎样的祷告呢？
What sort of prayer was the prayer of Elijah?
以利亚是不是人群中间很特别的一个人？所以上帝看他这么厉害，所以他一祷告，上帝都要听他，是这样吗？
Was he such a special person that God must listen to him?
所以呢，这里给我们看见。以利亚祷告的时候
，Here it says Elijah when he prayed.
他其实没有什么特别的地方。
There was nothing special about him.
他是与我们性情一样的人。
The Bible says he was a man just like us.
请你注意这句话。
Take note of this.
你所最佩服的人，原来就是一个普通的罪人。
The person you admire most is just a common sinner.
你所最尊重的人，原来就是与我们一样需要救恩的人。
The person you honor most will be a person who also needs salvation.
以利亚被称为能力的先知。
Elijah was considered a powerful prophet.
以利亚被称为火的先知。
The prophet of fire.
以利亚被称为大有勇气、刚强壮胆的先知。
A prophet that was courageous and bold.
其实以利亚跟我们一样的。
But he was just like us.
困难来到的时候，他会害怕的。
When difficulties come, he will be afraid.
政治的压力来到的时候，他会逃走的。
When political pressure comes, he will escape.
他没有办法应付太大的强权的时候，他会妥协的。
He will compromise when the challenges get too big.
所以这里说以利亚跟我们的性情一样。
Here it says he was just like us.
以利亚杀了400个巴利的先知。
Elijah slaughtered 400 prophets of Baal.
但以利亚放过450个亚斯他录的先知。
But he let go 450 prophets of Assyria.
所以你说他勇敢吗？我说他胆怯。
If you say that he's courageous, I say he's a coward.
为什么他敢杀这400个，不敢杀那450个呢？
Why would he kill 400 here and not let go 450 in the place?
400个的后台比较弱。
Because the 400 that was slaughtered has weaker power.
不怕他。
Has nobody to support them.
450个后台比较强。
But the other 450 has stronger backings.
他就怕他。
So he was afraid.
这400个巴利先知的后盾就是亚哈王。
The King Ahab was the person behind the 400 prophets.
这450个亚斯他录的先知，他的后盾是耶洗别。
But Jezebel was behind the 450 prophets of Assyria.
那个亚哈王是个半傀儡的王。
At that time, King Ahab was a puppet king.
耶西别是个幕后垂帘听政的王。
But Jezebel was the real power.
所以当亚伊利亚敢杀400个巴利的先知的时候，
when Elijah was daring enough to kill the 400 prophets of Baal,
就证明巴利也没有来报复。
Baal did not come and take
revenge.
After he killed the 400, he was still saved.
但是如果他杀了那450个,
but if he killed the other 450,
那么不是亚斯他路来报仇，是耶西别自己来报仇。
He knew that Jezebel would take revenge.
他就害怕耶西别，不敢随便动。
So he was afraid of her.
所以你说伊利亚很伟大吗？
Was he a great person?
我慢慢查出他很多毛病。
I discovered many problems with him.
他困难的时候要死。
When he had problem, he wanted to die.
害怕的时候不敢杀。
And when he was afraid, he wouldn't take slaughter. When the command came, he escaped. So like us, he was weak. Many a times when we grow spiritually, we discover that the people we admire in the past are just common people. When you enter into this stage, it means that you are able to see things more. But it means that more crisis
for you.
It means that there will be less people you can learn from. This is the only part in the Bible that has this description. That Elijah was a man just like us. Just like us.
伟人跟普通人不同在哪里呢?
The difference was,
伟人是什么都比较伟一点，叫做伟人。
The difference between a great person and the other person is the great person is great in many things.
普通人是什么都比较普通，叫做普通人。
The common person is more common in other things.
所以伟人,
a great man,
他的困难也大一点,
will have greater difficulties.
他的胆子也大一点,
but a little greater courage.
他的脾气也大一点,
a greater temperament.
他的这个 惧怕也大一点,
and greater fear.
他的勇敢也大一点,
and greater courage.
他的软弱也大一点,
greater weaknesses.
就像普通人把它放大镜叫做大人, 其实就是放大罢了。
So you just magnify a common man, you get a great man.
那普通人是比较小,
a common person is smaller.
大人无大毛病, 小人无小毛病, 不是人没有毛病。
A great man will have great weaknesses, a common man will have small weaknesses. It's as simple as that.
大人无,
but a great man,
能够克服他的大毛病的时候, 他就流芳百世。
When he is able to overcome his great weaknesses, he will have great accomplishment.
但是小人物,
when a common person,
小毛病都不要悔改的话, 他还是遗臭万年。
He's not able to repent the small mistakes he had, he will still not be of any good. This is the fact.
所以伊利亚是以我们性情一样的人。
Elijah was a man like us.
所以当提到软弱的时候, 他比我们更软弱。
So when it comes to weaknesses, he was worse than us.
提到信心的时候, 他比我们更有信心。
But in faith, he was greater than us.
提到勇敢的时候, 比我们更勇敢。
When he needed to be courageous, he was more courageous than us.
伊利亚做我们祷告的一个榜样。
So Elijah became an example of prayer.
那么伊利亚三年半不求雨，雨就不降下来了。
And he did not pray for rain, and it did not rain.
伊利亚后来再求雨，雨就降下来了。
And when he prayed, the heavens gave rain.
你说这个人多厉害，可以左右整个四季，左右整个气候。
It seems that he's so powerful, he can direct the weather.
而且他是很勇敢的，对亚哈王这样挑战。
And he challenged King Ahab boldly.
第一次与亚哈王见面的时候，
the first time he saw him,
他讲什么话呢？
He said to him,
我实实在在告诉你，
I tell you the truth.
我如果不祷告，
if I do not pray,
这三年就没有雨降在这个地上来。
There will be no rain for 3 years.
我施作我所侍奉的永生的耶和华起誓。
I bow before the Lord that I serve.
这几年我如果不祷告，
if I do not pray for the next few years,
雨降下在这个世界上，
there will be no rain on earth.
这个人呢， 到底来源是谁呢？
But this person, what is his background?
他到底背景是谁呢？
What was behind his power?
靠山是谁呢？
Who was backing him?
竟敢在最高的王权的面前讲这种这样大胆的话呢？
How dare he speak so boldly before the king?
亚哈王啊，
King Ahab,
我执着我所侍奉的上帝告诉你，
I tell you and make a vow before my God,
我若不祷告，
if I do not pray,
就没有雨降在地上，
there will be no rain on earth.
三年六个月，
For 3.5 years.
我不祷告，3.6个月没有下雨。
If I do not pray, there will be no rain.
你想想看，如果做王的人听见有一个人这样对他讲话，大概会被气到什么地步呢？
You can imagine how furious the king must have been.
你敢不敢对李显龙说？
Would you dare to say to Li Xianlong?
我老实告诉你，
I tell you the truth.
这3个月不祷告。
If I do not pray for 3 months.
3个月没有下雨。
There will be no rain.
3年我们祷告。
If I do not pray for 3 years.
3年没有下雨。
There will be no rain.
他把你带到神经病院去。
He will bring you to the mental institution.
查查你发生什么事情了。
The doctor will look at you.
你敢不敢对胡锦涛讲这样的话？
Would you dare say this to 胡锦涛？
先知们的勇敢。
The courage of the prophets.
很不一样。
It's different from ours.
问题是什么呢？
The question is.
问题他讲是可以讲，讲完了到底发生什么事？
After he said, would it come true?
你说我也敢。
You say, I dare to say this.
我老实告诉你,
I tell you the truth.
这几天我都不祷告,
if I do not pray for a few years,
我们的经济会崩溃下去,
our economy will collapse.
他说我要再看看你祷不祷告。
And the person will say, I will see,
我看看你的上帝做什么事,
I will see what your God will do.
结果发现你所祷告的根本没有成全。
In the end, it will not come true.
你所讲的根本是空话。
The things you say are not true.
更轻看你们这些所谓有信仰的人。
They will despise your kind of faith.
我这一生学到一件很重要的事情。
I learned an important lesson in my life.
无论我们做什么,
no matter what we do,
人赞成你不要高兴,
do not be too happy if people agree,
反对你不要上当,
do not be too disappointed if they disagree.
你所做的事情,
whatever you may do,
最重要的是上帝印证不印证。
The most important thing is, would God be on your side?
如果上帝印证你所讲的话,
if God affirms what you say,
反对你的仇敌力量越大, 他们最后越就更羞耻。
The stronger your enemies will be, the more humiliation they will have.
不但如此,
not only that,
如果上帝不印证你的话,
if God would not affirm your words,
多少人赞同你, 打锣打鼓拥护你也没有用。
It doesn't matter how many supporters you will have.
因为连你, 连他们, 上帝都要全然丢弃。
God would just discard you and all your supporters.
所以每一个侍奉上帝的人,
all of us who serve the Lord,
千万不要以人对我们的赞同, 人对我们的反对, 作为我们惧怕或者我们骄傲的原因。
Do not be afraid or arrogant because of the reactions of the people around you.
你只能把神所喜悦的,
you can only do things that please God. Things that God has promised.
神最有印证的,
things that God would affirm.
这是成为你侍奉的一个动力。
And use this as the power for your ministry.
当你做这些事的时候,
when you do these things,
你很清楚上帝的应许,
and you are clear about the promises of God,
你做这些事的时候,
when you do these things,
你很清楚你的力量, 你的恩典的来源就是上帝,
you are clear that the source of your strength and your grace is God.
你做这些事的时候,
when you do these things,
你清楚你一个分钟离开他, 你就不能做什么。
You are clear that for a single moment when you are apart from him, you cannot do anything. For the past 5 decades, these are things that I often face in my ministry.
我要不要这么做?
Do I want to do this?
我要不要勇敢做下去?
Do I want to do this boldly?
我是不是就看到上帝的印证?
Can I see the affirmation of God?
反对我的时候我怎么样?
When people are opposed to me, what will I do?
人家奉承我的我怎么样?
If they praise me, what will I do?
我根本不需要人而来的。
I need not this, take care of these people. What I need is the presence of God.
神而来的印证,
if God will affirm it step by step, I know that I'm doing His will.
这样那个祷告是建立在神所启示的话语中间所应许的那一部分。
And this prayer, therefore, is set upon the promises of God in His word.
那是基础。
These are the foundation. And then,
是神的印证,
the affirmation of God.
过去神应许过什么,
so I must be sure about what God has promised in the past.
现在神引导我的这些事,
I must be sensitive to the way God is leading me now.
未来上帝要我成全的事,
and I must have the faith to look forward to the things He has given to me in the future.
这种人的祷告,
a prayer of such a person will become the prayer of the righteous man and is powerful. God will fulfill the prayer of faith. Not a faith that comes from self-confidence of after we have fallen in sin.
This faith is
But the faith that is able to understand the source of the grace of God.
所以我们就抓住上帝。
Where he grabbed hold of God.
抓住他的应许。
And his promises.
抓住他的真理的原则。
And the principles of his truth.
抓住他不变信实和应答应。
That his promises will not be changed.
我们勇敢做神要我们做的工作。
And then we will boldly do his work.
以利亚是与我们信心一样的。
Elijah was a man just like us.
以利亚不是与我们一样随便胆怯惧怕的人。
But he was not a person that gets discouraged easily.
抓住神的应许。
When he grabbed hold of the promises of God.
知道神的同在。
When he knew that God was with him.
就查到神的引导的时候。
When he understand the guidance of God.
抓住时机。
He grabbed hold of the opportunity.
讲了应该讲的话。
And spoke what he should.
上帝就在那三年半。
In that 3.5 years.
不要降雨给以色列。
Israel had no rain.
以利亚就发现，就这个三年半，我们不必为这个事情祷告。
And Elijah know that he need not pray for rain.
那么神一定照着他的应许成就这个事情。
And so God will fulfill his promises.
这样说来呢
？In this manner.
在整个旧约所有的先知里面
，Among all prophets in the Old Testament.
以利亚是对上帝的带领。最敏感的几个先知之一
Elijah was one of the few that was very sensitive to the guidance of God.
他是 right person in the right time, understand the right will and the guidance of God.
他在正确的时机知道上帝正确的旨意。
他是正确的人，
正确的人
在正确的时间里面，正确的知道上帝的引导，所以他讲的话大有能力。
And so he spoke with great power.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么当以利亚对亚哈王这么讲的时候呢
？When Elijah spoke in this way to King Ahab,
不惧怕政治的力量。
He was not afraid of the political power.
一个政治家用政治力量来吓百姓的时候，就是一个坏政治家。
When a politician threatens the people with politics, he is not a good politician.
用政治的力量去欺负宗教、去压迫文化的时候，是一个烂政治客。
When he persecutes culture or religion, then he's the worst politician. We will not talk about this. Asians still could not quite understand this.
一段时间以后，我们会更懂得什么叫人权，什么叫法治，什么叫民主，什么叫自由。世界是柔和起来，那个政府才是好的政府。
A government that understands human rights and democracy, then it's the right government.
Human right, democracy, freedom.And the power of laws, 这个 restriction, 这个呢，就是连每一个最伟大的政治家都要在法律之下受控制，那这个社会才是完全的。
It means the greatest politicians must go under the rule of law.
好，我们继续再讲下去。
We will continue.
所以呢，当以利亚对这个亚哈王讲不下雨的事情的时候。
When Elijah talked about the drought,
这个声势、这个权威大到一个地步，连政治家都不知道怎么回答他，也不知道怎么反抗他。
He was so powerful that the politician would not know what to do with him.
所以呢，只能恨他。
Only hated him.
只能暗算他。
And to try to way to get rid of him.
计谋来除灭他。
And to try to eliminate him.
神不许可。
But God would not allow this.
一根头发也不要掉在地上。
And God would know even if a strand of your hair dropped on the floor.
三年半以后呢
After 3.5 years,
以利亚好好的
Elijah was well.
以利亚没有事情
Nothing happened to him.
以利亚就产生了伟大的挑战
He gave a great challenge.
你们这些巴利的先知
All you prophets of Baal.
现在我给你们机会
I give you the opportunity now.
你们可以献祭
You can have your offering.
求你们的神降下火来接纳这个祭物
and call upon your God to give fire to burn up the offering.
当你们的时间完了以后
but after your time is out,
轮到我
I will come.
我照样献上祭物
I will offer my sacrifice.
祷告我的上帝
and call upon my God.
那就叫以色列百姓都召集在加密的山上
that the Israel will gather on Mount Carmel.
你注意以利亚是一个北方的先知，不是南方的先知。
He was a prophet of the north, not of the south.
那时候北国跟南国已经分成两个国。
Israel was separated into two countries.
而他从来没有到过圣殿去敬拜上帝一次。
He has never worshipped God in Jerusalem before.
所以因为政治的因素呢，他没有到过耶路撒冷。
Because of political problem, he has never been to Jerusalem.
以色列人岂不是应当每一年三次到耶路撒冷来敬拜上帝吗
？The Israelites should be worshiping God 3 times a year in Jerusalem.
每一乡、每一村的人都要一同到耶路撒冷去。
All the people from different villages would gather in Jerusalem.
你读圣经，你从来没有读到以利亚到耶路撒冷去。
But the Bible never tells us that Elijah has been to Jerusalem. When he wanted to manifest the power of God, he called upon the Israelites on Mount Carmel. His true mission was that you should worship God if God is real, and if you worship Baal, if Baal is
real. And
he did something that was historical and great.
这个叫做真先知与假先知碰面的那种危机性的时刻。
It was a moment of crisis when the real prophet met with the false prophets.
And the time when true and false prophet meet together, it is very significant in history.
It was an important historical moment. There were a few such incidents.
比如说呢, For example, 20多年前, Muhammad Ali 到日本去, 跟日本摔跤的那个苏某见面。
For example, about 2 decades ago, Muhammad Ali went to Japan to meet with a wrestler.
那么苏某是胖到像猪一样的有人形的一个怪人。
With sumo wrestlers, they are really big and
你要推倒他, 他就像一座山, 怎么推也推不倒。
You cannot topple them easily.
那Muhammad Ali 就用拳打人的人。
So, but Muhammad Ali was a boxer.
苏某是把人抓来摔来摔去的人。
But the sumo was a wrestler.
东方跟西方见面的时候, 到底怎么打呢?
How do they fight?
所以那一天我就等到他们两个见面，看他怎么打，是打头啊，打脚什么狼，再来说。
That day I wanted to watch this.
结果发现了两个都不动。
In the end, both did not move.
阿里在那边要打他，那个一直在那边等。
That person kept waiting.
他要摔阿里，一直逃。
阿里 kept running away.
你守你的，我守我的，结果两个人不欢而散。
In the end, it was a bad show because both did not fight.
东西斗拳第一次大决赛。
This is the first big fight between the East and the West.
其实一点也不好看。
It was not nice at
all. 那还有一些的时候呢, 就是说, 普京到中国去的, 在少林寺要跟中国人斗拳。
Then another time when President Putin went to Shaolin.
后来最后一天的时候取消掉了。
On the last day, the match was canceled.
其实那天我也很想看他苏联人怎么打中国拳的。
I wanted to see how the Russians will fight the Chinese.
取消的时候,
in the end, when it was taken over,
这个很有趣味的事情,
it was also quite interesting. Why?
原因有两个,
there are two reasons.
如果普京被中国那些少年人的少林寺的人把他打败的话, 就有损苏联国家主席的威风。
If Putin was defeated by the Chinese Shaolin people, then it's a disgrace to the country.
原来普丁呢在克里姆林宫常常练拳的。
Putin was a martial art person.
第二,
Secondly,
如果普丁把这些少林寺的人打败了，中国文化就完蛋了。
If Putin defeat the Chinese, then it was the other way around.
结果是什么呢?
In the end,
普丁啊, 让你做你的普丁, 少林做他们的少林。
Both just decided to do their own thing.
所以没有机会见面了。
There was no chance to meet.
但我告诉你,
but I tell you,
真先知假先知见面的时候,
when a true and a false prophet meet,
那是历史上 很重要的时刻,
it is an important historical moment.
这种时刻啊,
such moments,
最重要的一次, 就是以利亚在加密山上叫巴利先知到他面前来。
The most important one is the meeting at Mount Carmel.
他们签了一个合同,
they had a contract.
先给你们一段时间,
we'll give you some time.
你们杀了祭牲,
you can kill the sacrifice,
放在巴利的祭坛上,
and put on the altar of Baal.
恳切开祷告会,
and have a prayer meeting.
求巴利降下火来,
to call Baal to send fire.
你们的时间到几点几点结束了,
at a certain time you will end.
结束了轮到我,
and then I will come on.
我这个时候叫百姓来,
I will call my people.
我把祭物放在祭坛上,
to put the sacrifice on the altar.
我祷告耶和华上帝,
and I will pray to the Lord God.
耶和华是上帝, 全民都要归向耶和华。
If the Lord is indeed God, the people will go back to him.
巴利是上帝, 全民都拜巴利。
If Baal is God, then you all pray to him.
所以一定要是预备让步,
so he was prepared to give
way. 这个到底是不是宗教妥协呢?
Is this a compromise?
如果你们的巴利是神,
if your God is true,
我们全部去拜你的巴利,
then we all pray to him.
这个是不是挪亚的妥协呢? 这个以利亚的妥协呢?
Is this then a compromise?
但我告诉你,
I tell you this,
他敢讲这样的话,
because he dared to say this,
清楚知道神在这里, 不在那里,
we know that God is with him.
所以用如果来产生一种挑战,
so he used if as a
challenge. 如果,
if this and if that,
这是一个很特别的技巧,
a very special skill.
让他们一个钟头过去,
then an hour pass, 2 hour pass, 3 hour pass,
他们祷告, 越来越恳切,
they pray,
巴黎, 巴黎, 为什么还要祷告呢？
Why would they need to pray?
因为他们深信他们的神是真的。
They believed that their God was real.
这个叫做宗教情操啊。
This is religiosity.
当一个人在一个宗教里面的时候，
When a person is in a religion,
一厢情愿，越来越深信他所信的就是真理。
He believes that what he believes is true.
而真理不会因为你有多大的信心，他就变成真理。
But the truth will not become the truth because you have great faith.
真理也不会因为你不信他，他就变成不是真理。
Or the truth will become not the truth because you do not believe.
中国文学里面我最讨厌的一句话就是信则有，不信则无，神经病。
In the Chinese saying, if you believe it will exist, if you don't believe it will not exist.
因为存有根据信仰产生的。
How can existence be based on what you believe?
这句话变成我们的 conviction, 变成一个创造功能的源头了。
But it becomes our conviction, the source of our
faith.
But it is not logical.
如果是真理，我们一定要信心。
If it is true, we need to place faith in it.
不是真理，你怎么信也不是真理。
If it's not the truth, no matter what you do, it's not the truth.
以利亚的副教授。
The apologetics of Elijah.
以利亚的卫道的能力。
His ability to defend his faith.
以利亚的坚守信念。
His conviction
强到一个地步
was so strong.
因为他真知道真正的上帝是在这里。
Because he knew that the true God was with him.
你要祷告去祷告。
So you can go pray all you want.
你要用你的办法去求你的神，你去求吧。
You can use all methods you want.
你可以用你最热心的情操做，你根本不可能有果效。
You can use all fervency, but it will not work.
这种信仰啊
，such a faith
是以利亚能力的来源。
Is the source of Elijah's strength.
许多的基督徒常常到混乱的时候，不知道到底上帝是在哪里或者在这里，找来找去不知道上帝今天跑到哪里。
In confusion, many Christians will not know where God is.
所以呢，一定要说求吧。
So Elijah said, "Just call. You can call.
如果你求到一半，
if you call
我降下来，
the fire comes,
你全部信你的上帝。
We will all believe in your God.
他心里说不可能，不可能，不可能。
Because in his heart, he knew it was impossible.
真正知道，真正相信，这个绝对不可能。
He knew it was absolutely impossible.
让他们去求。
So let them call.
那这些人呢？
And these people,
他们就求了。
They call.
求求求求到最后。
Call and call.
怎么还没有来？
And nothing happened.
哎呀，他在哪里呀？
Where is he?
是不是 shopping 还没回来？
Maybe he went shopping.
他是不是跑去别的地方走走，还没忘记时间呢？
Maybe he forgot the time.
是不是巴黎忘记带手表，没有知道现在几点钟？
And Ben did not wear a watch.
你知道不知道我们的时间快要完了？
Our time is about up.
Deadline is now here.
时期就要到
了。我们现在就要结束了。
We want to end already.
大声祷告。
So they called.
还是没有来。
But there was no answer.
以利亚很调皮。
And Elijah was quite naughty.
说什么呢？
And he said,
"Call him louder."
叫大声一点。
Probably he's not has a nap.
他可能在睡觉。
他可能在午睡啊。
Maybe he's taking a nap.
他可能耳朵发沉了。
Maybe he can hear. Call louder.
以利亚很调皮的。
And he was quite naughty.
调皮到一个地步，我不好意思讲。
哎呀，
他说大声一点吧。
Call him louder.
他可能去走走。
Maybe he went for a walk.
他可能去散步。
Maybe he's walking.
他可能耳朵发沉。
Maybe he's sleeping.
他可能现在正在别的地方。
Maybe he's in another place.
那一句话希伯来文可以翻译成。他大概上厕所去。
The original language says he may be
in the toilet. 很调皮的。
So he's taunting them.
调皮的人不要把你可以做上帝的仆人。
So those who are naughty can be the servant of God.
不会因为你很调皮，能力就特别大，就是的。
It doesn't mean you are more powerful.
所以一定要说 call him louder.
再叫。Just say call louder.
再大声一点。
Call louder.
他不在。
He's not there.
他去走走。
Maybe he's walking.
他现在正在午睡。
Maybe he's sleeping.
可能他现在上厕所。
Maybe he's in the toilet.
所以这些人已经求得半死，还没有果效。
These people kept calling and calling.
表演表不成。
And there was the show.
加上冷风冷机。
And then there's this criticism.
所以呢，这个时候呢，热风冷机冷嘲，所以呢，他们就大声呼叫。
And they kept calling fervently.
然后他们就用刀用石头砍自己来祷告。
And they kept slashing themselves with swords and spears.
这是一种宗教现象。
This is a religious phenomenon.
就是因为我们的热忱可以使我们的神听我们。
The idea is that your fervency will force God to listen to you.
我们的信可以使神迁就我们。
Our faith will force God to compromise with us.
神啊，你还不感动吗？
Oh God, are you not moved?
我祷告的这样，你还不感动？
I'm praying in this fervency.
还不够吗？更长一点。那么现在听了吗？
Are you listening to me now?
主说还差一点。再差一点。
The Lord said a little bit more.
既然灵派不是走这条道路。
Isn't this what the charismatics are doing?
用人宗教性的热忱来决定上帝要不要听他。
With religious fervency, we decide whether God wants to listen to us.
没有。
But nothing happened.
没有就是没有。
Nothing happened.
In between not existence and existence, there's no bridge.
在不存在跟存在之间是没有桥梁。
假神跟真神中间没有桥梁。
There is no bridge between the true God and
the false God. 假先知跟真先知可以碰面。
The false prophet and the true prophet can come together.
碰面的结果要证明真先知才是先知。
In the end, it will prove who is the real prophet.
假宗教跟真宗教可以谈话。
The true religion can speak to the false religion.
证明真正的真理不是在假宗教这里。
To prove that true faith, the truth is with the true religion.
一定要明白这个事情。
We must understand this.
达文奇密码是一个很可怕的东西。
Da Vinci Code is a dangerous thing.
这是非历史学者研究历史、污蔑历史的一个开始。
This is the beginning of how a non-historian will make use of history.
这个我今天不谈太多了。
I will not touch too much on it.
这个时间到了。
When the time is up,
火没有降下。
The fire did not come.
祭物没有烧掉。
The sacrifice was not consumed.
祷告没有垂听的时候。
The prayer was not heard.
伊利亚说 ，The time is over.
Elijah said, "Time is up."
Now, people, come upon me.
所有的人过来这里。
百姓啊，到我这里来。
Come to me.
我们一同向耶和华祷告。
We will call upon the Lord.
这个时候。伊利亚做什么工作的
？What did Elijah do then?
做了反理性的工作。
He did something that was quite illogical.
没有道理的工作。
Not reasonable.
只有在最后的关头。
At this last stage.
他把以色列人除夕下来很重要的剩下的一些水都要拿出来浇在这个祭坛上。
He took the water that the Israelites have saved carefully and poured on the sacrifice.
伊利亚吩咐把水拿出来浇在祭牲的上面。
He asked them to send water upon the wood.
浇在木材的上面。
Upon all the wood.
浇在祭坛的上面。
On the altar.
浇在水沟的里边。
And then in the trap.
所有的沟都满了。
That there's water all around the offering.
这个是到底为什么要浪费水呢？
Why would he waste the water?
3.5年没有下雨。
For 3.5 years, there was no water.
这个时候，最后除夕的这些水。
The water that they have saved so carefully.
每一滴都比黄金更宝贵。
Every drop will be more precious than gold.
你可这样浪费吗？
Should you waste it this way?
上帝的仆人这样浪费吗？
How can the servant of God be so wasteful?
这个可以使人的生命救活的水就这样丢在泥土的上面。
Life-saving water on the soil.
这个时候很多人可以暗杀他的。
At that time, many people would have killed him.
因为他所谓上帝的仆人所做的是违背人性的事情。
The servant of God did something that was not humane.
他做的决定是跟人的常情完全不相同的一件事情。
Things he did was completely against common sense.
所以百姓可以趁机会恨死他。
The people could have hated him.
有许多时候，神的决定与人的理性不相平衡的时候。
But when the decision of God is against our common sense,
神正在告诉人他的价值观与人的价值观不同的时候。
It was when God is telling us that His sense of value is different from ours.
百姓啊，你们以为水是很贵的吗？
The people, do you think that water is very important?
是啊，因为三年半没有下雨了。
For 3.5 years, we had no rain.
我告诉你，在一分钟以后，你们就有千千万万担的水，你喝到鼻子喷出水来，都还来不及。
But I tell you, a minute later, you will have tons and tons of water coming upon you.
在神的旨意中间。
In the will of God.
没有什么浪费的事情。
There is no wastage.
但是在神不许可的事情。
But in things that God will not allow.
一块钱都不可以浪费。
Just a single dollar should not be wasted.
有的人说你这样爱美，这样爱美，好像把它骂到美就是犯罪一样的。
Some people say you are so vain.
哇，后来发现世界最爱美的就是上帝，所以他造了我们这么多、这么多、这么美的人在世界上。
And later I discovered God really loved beauty because He created a lot of beautiful things and people.
最爱美的就是上帝。
And God really loves beauty.
最浪费的也是上帝。
And God is also most wasteful.
你说怎么解释呢？
How can you say that?
你看太阳光发出的光照射那么多，地球只要一条线就热死了。
The sun has so much power, and yet the earth only uses a little bit of it.
只要一条线射到地球，我们就热到受不了，要开冷气，要风扇。
Little bit of energy from the sun would give us you need aircon.
这条线其他千千万万条射到哪里去了？
Then the rest of the beam, where did it go?
火星需要阳光吗？
With Mars,
木星需要阳光吗？
Jupiter,
飞鸽星需要阳光吗？
Or Pluto,
这个其他的这个 solar system 需要阳光吗？
Or other parts of the solar system,
Milky Way 这个银河需要阳光吗？
Or the Milky Way,
为什么单单这条线射到地球够？上帝浪费这么多呢？
And God has wasted all the other portion of the sun.
神要达到他旨意的焦点。
God is focused in His will.
有时候神许可一些浪费。
Sometimes he allows some wastage.
所以当伊利亚，我不是回家你浪费说曹牧师讲的，我不是这个意思啊。
I'm not telling you that Dr. Tong says it's okay to waste.
这些剩下的宝贵的水浇到整个都潮湿的时候。
When all this precious water are poured upon the altar,
这个浪费是必要的。
This so-called wastage is important.
有许多说有些属灵的伟人做一些决定，我们不明白。
Sometimes spiritual people make important decisions that we cannot understand.
许多民族的决定是整个国家最大的浪费。
But we must also understand that democratic decisions often are the greatest wastage.
民主一定跑很多冤枉路。
Democracy will lead us into unnecessary pathways.
柏拉图与亚里士多德最讨厌的政权就是民主政权。
Plato and Socrates hated democracy.
他们的理由是什么呢？
And the reasoning was,
我们可以把整个国家的利益交给那些最多没有学问的人做决定吗？
How can we let the future of the country be decided by ignorant masses?
最大批的人是知识最低的人。
The masses are the most not educated.
这些人决定整个国家的前途怎么可以呢？
How can we let them decide the future direction of the country?
更有一句话，
Plato says,
你不要忘记苏格拉底是被民主杀死的。
Do not forget that Socrates was killed by democracy.
所以上帝兴起他的仆人的时候，
When God raised his servant,
有时候他的做法人不会赞同。
Sometimes people will not agree with his methods.
但是上帝印证他的仆人的时候，
But when God affirms his servant,
你反对他也没有用的。
It doesn't matter if you oppose him.
教会里面有时候有这样的事情，我不能明白。
Sometimes there are things in the church that I cannot understand.
有一些人勇敢提出一切话，别人不赞成，但大家的看法不一样。但我要注意听，是不是上帝借着这个人引导我们，是我们平常没有觉察到的事情。
Sometimes people propose something that people will not agree, but I want to see if this is guidance of God.
这个态度从哪里来的？
Where did this attitude come from?
就是 always available and to be positive and to be sensitive to the new guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就是无时无刻要非常敏感地看见圣灵在新的方向的引导。
凡是行政组织这一个庞大的这个人际的关系也建立起来的这个系统，也不懂我讲的是什么。
And even though you may have a big system and a big administration, it doesn't mean that you understand what I just said.
我告诉你，
I tell you
很多侦探片暗示了一件事情。
Many detective shows would tell us something.
就是那些侦探所做的决定一定是比许多警察去杀头杀脑的人更快的。
That the detective will detect something much faster than the policeman.
所以警察很讨厌你不照法规来行，你们这些侦探乱做一场，等到最后呢，真正侦破真相跟坏人抓到的时候，警察才知道原来他们是比他们更快的。
And many policemen hate the detectives that would not go by the rule, but in the end, the detectives are always right.
在印尼有一个老人家。
In Indonesia, there is an elderly man.
从五十多岁的时候。
When he was in his fifties.
他就开始想要用钱为上帝做什么工作。
He thought of doing work for God with his money.
他有时候到香港去。
Sometimes he go to Hong Kong.
看这个传道人很有能力。
He look at a preacher that seems powerful.
他就请你到印尼去，你要不要啊？
He will ask him, "Will you come to Indonesia?"
谁请我的？
Who will
call me? 你代表哪个人？我代表主。
He will say, "I represent the Lord."
那么教会请你来的。
Did the church ask you to
come? 我先请你去，我再安排教会给你布道。
The man said, "I will bring you there first, and then I will arrange for the church to come."
我出机票。
I will pay for your ticket. I will be responsible.
你管我也付。
I'll pay everything.
他专做这个工作。
He will do work like this.
他就一个布道家就给他请去。
And a few evangelists went.
结果各地布道，大大复兴，许多人得到帮助。原来是这一个人，上帝引导他，别人不知道。
And there were great revival because of this one person.
你要等这四门开会，到死都没有这样的布道会。
If you wait for your committee to start, it will never happen.
今天教会的这是有两种，一种是推广圣工，一种是专门拦阻圣工的。
There are two types of deacons in the church today. One would promote the work of God, one would stop it.
因为他们根本不在想上帝的旨意，只想钱够不够，从哪里来，有什么困难，所以这些人可能变成拦阻圣工的人。
And many a times they do not think about the will of God, but always about the problem. So sometimes they block the will of God.
有一次呢，这个老人家
once this old person
不能叫一些工人来
has called some workers
把教会这部分拆下来
and said to remove this part of the church.
弄大一点
make it larger.
加宽后面
make it wider.
屋顶弄大一点
make the roof larger.
那么呢，做了五六天了，有一些执事发现礼拜堂怎么屋顶跑掉一半了。
A few days later, some deacons discovered that half the roof was gone.
我们都没有开会讨论。
We did not have a committee member. How come this happened?
所以就去找这个人了。
And they summoned this person.
知道是他吩咐的。
And knew that he came.
你为什么这样做呢？
Why would you do this?
你没有得到教会的同意。
Did you get a permission?
我们没有开会，你乱来。
You can't do anything you want.
他说我没有乱来，上帝感动我。
He said, "Well, God moved me."
把上帝抬出来，谁敢反对他？
So you cannot go against him when he mentioned the word God.
所以他们也没有他的办法。
They could not do anything.
看他的计划好像不错了，建好礼拜堂更大。
His plan seems to be good, a larger church.
而且增加了很多的地方，后面的地本来都没有用到。
They did not use the earlier land at the back.
让他了，后来他讲做了几个月。
After a few months,
做好那一天的时候
，the day when it's completed,
突然间内地涌出几百个人到那个城市去，因为排华事件发生，很多人被杀，基督徒从乡下跑到这个城市来，没有地方去，刚好那个做好就住在那边。
Many people came because of the riots against the Chinese, so they all got to stay in that place.
人家就莫名其妙，原来他比别人更早知道哎。
People were curious how come he knew this beforehand.
他怎么知道几号难民要来呢？
How did he know when the refugees will arrive?
怎么知道需要多大呢？
How did he know how large the place would be?
难民来刚好住在那边，刚刚好不多一个不少一个。
And the accommodation was just nice.
褥子哪来放进去？刚好就是那样大。
It's just nice to accommodate all these people.
这是我真正发生的事情。
This is real things that happened.
1967的事情。
It started in 1967.
那么我到那个地方去传道的时候
，When I preach at that place，
刚好发生这个事情。
This thing incident happened.
后来他们都骂他。
They all scolded him.
等到我离开以前，难民出来了。
When I left, the refugees came.
他们说感谢上帝，刚好赶上的时间。如果不是他早几个月弄这个事情，现在我们真的手忙脚乱，不知道怎么帮助他。
They say thanks be to God that he did this. If not, we wouldn't know what to do.
我问他说你怎么知道那个时候要做这个事情
？So I asked him, how do you know that you should do this?
感动，感动。
He said, I'm inspired.
我不能解释。
I cannot explain. I'm inspired.
主感动我。
God inspired me.
我有一笔钱。
I have some money.
他礼拜堂大概不够大了。
I thought the church is not large enough.
叫人家来开工来弄了。
So I asked people to build it.
你在新加坡这样给抓去，我不知道啊。我是告诉你有这样的事情发生。
I'm just sharing with you this has happened.
是以利亚的时代。
In the era of Elijah.
突然间他对王讲这个话。
Suddenly he spoke against the king.
突然间他叫巴利的先知上山。
And challenged the prophets of Baal.
突然间他把水浇在这个祭坛的上面。
And he poured the water on the altar.
这都是反常的事情。
These are all illogical.
这都是莫名其妙的事情。
Things that are nonsensical.
上帝就这样印证他的工作。
But God affirmed His word.
祷告上帝啊。
He prayed to the Lord.
以色列的主。
The Lord of the Israel.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
求你使你的百姓知道你是上帝。
Let it be known today that you are God in Israel.
又知道我是你的仆人。
And that I am your servant.
当他讲完这句话以后。
When he said this.
我就从上面打下来整个祭坛浇到完全草蛇的东西连整个沟全部就变成烧起来
And the fire of the Lord came and burned up everything including all the water in the trench
为什么有这么多水
Why were there lots of water
要证明这个火是威力特别大的
To prove that the fire had great power
一个 cc 的水
A little bit of water
从零度的水变成零度的冰要减少80度
Has to
80个 calorie
Has to 80 calorie will disappear when it becomes ice.
但是当你一直加温达到100度的时候
But when you increase this temperature to 100 C
100度的水变成100度的水蒸气你要增加每一个 cc 540个 calorie
Every cc you need 540 calorie to convert it into water vapor
多大的热能
So you need great fire
巴黎祭坛上的祭牲
The sacrifice on the altar of Baal
干的柴上面
was on dry wood.
三年六个月没有下雨的干柴上面
it was on dry wood from the drought.
一点火马上熊熊大火烧起来
if you set a fire, it will immediately burn.
而以利亚的祭坛
but the altar of Elijah
柴是用水把它浇得完全草实的
was drenched with the water.
祭坛是草实的
the altar was wet.
祭牲是草实的
the sacrifice was wet.
水沟都满了水的
the trench was filled with water.
所以就完全以人的常理不一样的一件事情
Completely against what we would think
耶和华
Oh Lord God
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝
A God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
求你使你的百姓知道你是上帝
Let it be known today that you are God
又知道我是你的仆人
And that I am your servant
他的祷告是个有信心的祷告吗
This was a prayer of faith
是
Yes it was
他的祷告是个义人的祷告吗
Was it a prayer of the righteous
是
Yes it was
为什么他祷告上帝就不降雨
Why would God not send rain when He prayed?
为什么他再祷告，上帝就降下雨来
？And why would God send rain when He prayed?
这个祷告中，你看就是他的原理了。
In this particular prayer, you see the principles.
为了上帝的荣耀祷告。
He prayed for the glory of God.
不是为了自己的雄心祷告。
Not for his own ambitions.
他是照着上帝的应许祷告。
He prayed for the promises of God.
照着自己一厢情愿的白日梦祷告。
Not by his own dreams.
他是照着上帝的权能踊跃祷告。
He prayed for the glory and the power of God.
不是照着自己的血气祷告。
Not for his own fervency.
他祷告说什么？
So in his prayer,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你是应许我们祖先的上帝。
You are a God that has promised our ancestors.
你是从简简的中间信心之父亚伯拉罕，你向他立约的上帝。
You are God that has a covenant with Abraham, the father of faith.
你不是应许万族因为以色列人的福气吗？
You have promised that people will be blessed by the Israelites.
不是应许这个民族要产生一个使万民得到福气的单数的一个后裔吗？
There will be one descendant that will be the blessings of all nations.
求你成全你的应许。
Fulfill your promise.
你对亚伯兰讲的不是空的。
The things you say to Abraham was not empty.
你对以撒讲的不是空的。
Or to Isaac.
你对这个雅各讲的话不是空的。
And all to Jacob.
我是凭着你的应许向你求的。
I am praying to you based on your promises.
信心的建立在你的应许、你的启示里。
And my faith is built on your promises and your revelation.
求你使人知道你是上帝。
Let it be known today that you are God of Israel.
那么这句话够了吗？
Was this enough?
不够。
Not enough.
他再加一句。
And he added.
又使你的百姓知道我是你的仆人。
And that I am your servant.
不是知道我多伟大。
Not that I'm great.
不是知道我多么有能力。
That I'm powerful.
知道我是你的仆人。
But that I am your servant.
我是遵行你旨意。
I'm a person that does your will.
做你所吩咐的工作的。
I've done all these things at your command.
你的奴仆。
Your slave. When he prayed in this way, the power of God is manifested. Dear brothers and sisters, how do we have a prayer life? How do we pray? What sort of faith do we use? What is it established upon? And would God listen to us?
雅各书到最后的时候,
at the last stage of James,
谈到两件事情。
He talked about two things.
信心没有行为是死的。
Faith without work is dead.
这个行为是怎样的行为呢？
This what sort of work is this?
用信心对上求。
A work that comes when we call upon God in faith.
用信心对普通事业上的人传福音。
But in faith we will preach to people in our life.
领人归义。
To lead them to righteousness.
抓住应许。
To hold on to God's promises.
把你的信仰挂成你的生活。
And in faith, live our life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝就垂听他的祷告。
And God heard his prayer.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
我们可以做一个真正爱主。
That we will truly love him.
抓住神的应许。
To hold on to his promises.
明白神的心意。
To understand his will.
敏感神在历史中间的终极。
To be sensitive to the way God moves in history.
知道圣灵时时刻刻的引导。
To be sensitive to every moment of the Spirit's leading.
主的名，主的荣耀。
For His name and His glory.
我们献上我们对他的祷告。
Let us give Him our prayers.
主必定成全我们。
And He will fulfill our prayers.
我们今天的讲座就到这个地方。
We will stop here this evening.
我们大家一同低头祷告。
Let us all pray together.